flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Brian Baldinger, as always, joins us on the River Islands Guest Line. Brian Baldinger, presented by our proud partner, Go to State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. Building better starts with Go to State. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. I don't know what Baldy's been doing, man, other than watching playoff football or hitting the splits. Every time I look up, he's hitting the splits somewhere, whether it's the Jason Kelce show, the set on NFL Network, or throwing to Steve Smith. What the hell is going on with Baldy right now? But good morning to you, Baldy. You had the Hulu Bowl last week. You're going to be down at the Senior Bowl. Let's just start here. We'll get to the playoffs in just a second. Ben Johnson to the Bears. You like the fit?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again, with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one, and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
With Caleb?
I do. It's a little easier to be a great offensive coordinator if you've got the offensive line that the Detroit Lions have. And you have the running back in Jahmyr Gibbs that he has. You know, and you have LaPorta and Amon-Ra. You have everything you need to be a great offense. Like, the Bears don't have that. You know, they don't have that type of personnel. And so how quickly can they get there? Because the creativity that it has is good. Protecting the quarterback is paramount to anybody's success. But I do like it. Obviously, Jared Goff played horrible the other day. So that's not good. It's not a good final resume on your resume. But at the same time, They won more games than anybody over the last 2 years. He's been good for them. So I do think Caleb badly needs stability at the head coach, the offensive play calling position, game planning. He needs stability right now for his career to take off. I mean, just real quickly, I thought the play of Jake Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury can't get any better. The formations, the motions, how Jaden Daniels saw the field, how he took advantage of certain things, pre-snap reads, hitting to the right play, coaching matters. And so I think Caleb can certainly benefit by it, but at the same time, they need a lot of work on that roster right now.
Yeah, Baldy, I'm glad you brought up Jaden Daniels because one was taken number one, one was taken number two, and Adam Peters was kind of laughed at by some people. He interviewed five or six different quarterbacks. They all went to Topgolf, and I guess the Bears never even looked at Jaden, and whatever. That's their prerogative. But I'm watching Jaden Daniels, and there was a point in the middle of the season, I'm like, he got rocked. I don't know. You know, and then it was that second Eagles game that I watched pretty closely. I was like, wow. To me, it was pre-snap. The calmness and him setting everything up, and then post snap, his moxie, his poise, touch. You know, he runs when he needs to. He uses his legs to create different platforms to throw. I've been so blown away with his arm strength and his vision and just everything about him. I told Bonte, I feel like I'm watching the best rookie quarterback in terms of him carrying the team that I've ever seen. Maybe I'm a prisoner of the moment. When you watch Jaden Daniels, what are you seeing from this rookie?
Joe, I see the same thing you see. I see the same thing. I always like to watch quarterbacks' feet and just see how steady they are. I feel like if you have calm feet, you have a calm mind. These feet are unbelievable. The other day, they broke down protection and Paschal came free right at him. And he just has this unbelievable suddenness to escape. He's as fast as he needs to be, but he's never in a hurry. And so all these things, these are cliches at some point, Joe. But at the same time, that guy sees the field, and his accuracy is as good as anybody's in this whole league right now. Decision-making is as good as anybody's, and he never slides. So maybe that's going to be a fault. Maybe that catches up to him. But his ability to convert fourth downs, like they're 23 or 27 on fourth downs.
Wow.
And the ball's in his hands making these decisions almost on every one of them. They're a four-down team, and they trust him with the ball in his hands. But I feel like how you feel. I feel like I'm watching the best rookie quarterback that we've ever seen. And
wow.
I don't think we're a prisoner of the time. I think that's what we're looking at.
No, it's hard to argue about that. It's hard to argue about that because I'm trying to think about all the rookies who played, and they usually struggle. Troy Aikman's in the Hall of Fame. He was 1-15. Tom Brady didn't even play his rookie season. Montana barely played his rookie season. Marino had the second year, right? Oh, it is fascinating. And that throw to De'Ami Brown, Baldy, as Shasky talks about it now, I'm with both of you guys. That's when I said, Baldy, okay, this is different. Because he goes to the far hash, the left hash, and he throws it across the field. And you talk about accuracy. Who's got better deep ball accuracy right now? I mean, Josh Allen, maybe? I mean, we're talking about a guy who's already been in the league for 5-6 years. The throw to De'Ami Brown, I said, okay, this guy is going to take over the nation's capital, and he's going to be that it player for the foreseeable future. I can't believe his deep ball accuracy. Is that something you looked at when he came out in the draft and said, okay, this can translate into the NFL? Because I'm blown away by his deep ball accuracy.
Well, he was throwing to Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas Jr. So
right.
He's throwing to two guys that can track the deep ball and watch it all year.
It's true.
And he's super tight with both of those guys. But, you know, remember, you know, you talked about Troy Aikman. You know, 1989, they're 1-15. And I remember I was down there living in Dallas. I wasn't playing for the Cowboys in 89. But I was living down there. And I remember going out to Valley Ranch where they practiced. And I remember Troy Aikman in April and May out there every day in the field. There's Deion, there's Michael Irvin. Like, just, it was a war in April and May. And I remember Troy Aikman saying that the last thing that he developed, the last thing to come for him in his Hall of Fame career was the deep ball. Because honestly, it's hard to really practice guys running full speed like you do, like De'Ami did, or McLaurin does. In practice, it's just hard to duplicate guys running full speed. You're taking care of your body. You don't want to pull anything. All those things that you kind of come to mind. It's hard to practice. And you're right. The deep ball touch that he has, I mean, Terry McLaurin's been in his league, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. super smart guy, great competitor. And he's got 15 touchdown passes right now because of the quarterback. So, and a lot of them are deep balls, you know, throughout the year. And now, De'Ami Brown has just had his two best games ever as a pro. And it's because of the quarterback. The quarterbacks make these receivers. And so, it's amazing touch that he has. And it doesn't matter if he's got pressure in his face or not. Like, he's got that feel, that touch on the ball right now.
Yeah. All right, I'm looking over at Mahomes, and I'm pretty triggered. I'm not going to lie to you. I saw him do it against the Niners, and Russ used to do this. Russell Wilson, he used to do this to the Niners. He would, like, go toward the sideline, and then it would make it look like he was going to go out of bounds, and then turn it upfield because everybody kind of eases up. No one wants to get tossed out of a game and turn a 6-yard run into a 21-yard run or something like that. And to me, there's the spirit of the rule. There's the letter of the law. And I feel like we're in this big gray area. It reminds me of basketball when the guy pump fakes, guy leaves his feet, he leans in and gets the cheapy, you know, foul. We're now, like, too far in protecting the quarterbacks. Something's got to give. This Mahomes thing and the flopping and him faking like he's going to go down and sliding. You're watching this every week, and you're an old-school football guy. What do we do here? What does the league do? How do we eradicate? This isn't fair for the defense.
Joe, so in real time, the first hit to Mahomes' head that got called, I said the exact same thing. I said it in real time, and I posted it up there and put it out there like, they barely laid a glove on. And then people saying, well, they had to hit the face mask and all this kind of stuff. We know he was fine. Well, the second one, we saw two helmets collide. Mm-hmm. He wasn't touched. We saw him flop on the sideline, Joe. He knows how to draw. Like the rules are made to protect the quarterback, and he's taking advantage of the rule. To your point, he knows how to draw the foul. He could have easily gone down on a couple of occasions, and he didn't. He stayed in bounds. And then he, whether he flopped or slid late or whatever, he knows how to draw the foul. So it's something that has to be brought up because it happens. Like, first of all, they're not calling any other penalties in these games for the most part. Like, the Eagles didn't have a single defensive penalty in the game. You know, they had three penalties total. You look at the number of penalties, it shrinks in these playoff games. The Chiefs have never been called for a holding call in a Super Bowl, in four Super Bowls. Like, they're not calling, but they're calling that foul. They're going to call that foul on Sunday between Josh and between Patrick. They're probably going to call if somebody hits Jaden Daniels, although they didn't hear it. They didn't call it against Jared Goff.
Nope.
You know, with an interception, and he gets his head taken off.
He got blasted
by Frank Louvin. So, there is an inconsistency to it, but to your point, I think we're past the gray area. We're in an area where this is not the spirit of the law. This is not what it's intended to do. It was intended to protect the quarterback. We're fine. We need these starting quarterbacks to play. We need Josh to go against Patrick. We need them in week 21 competing against one another. But there is a point where we're taking it too far.
Yeah, no, it was a joke that they called it on Will Anderson Jr. Then later on, you talk about that slide. We're talking to Brian Baldinger here on the River Islands guest line. Before we get to Josh Allen and what we saw in Lamar Jackson, I thought that was just an excellent football game up there in Buffalo. The aesthetics, the setting, the snow, the fans. I mean, he had it all in that football game. But real quick, Max Crosby, what the hell is going on with him? What's going on with the Las Vegas Raiders? Shaska just mentioned how he doesn't have any guaranteed money after this season. The Raiders are obviously in a rebuild. Mad Max, man, are we going to see him in a Raiders uniform next week? I know you're tight with a Baldy, and I know you don't want to give away too much, but What is he waiting on with the Raiders? Does he want to wait on the coach, the coordinator, draft? What's going on down there in Vegas?
Well, I don't know what's going on. I don't know, you know, how much Brady has to do with this. Coaches are getting signed. Coaches are going off the market. I don't know exactly what's going on. I know this. I know Max always wanted to be a Raider. It was important to him. But at some point, you know, he just had the ankle surgery, right? So you see him in a boot Sunday. at some point, you say, I'm in the very prime of my career. If we don't get a quarterback, we're never going to win. We're never beating Mahomes. We're never beating Justin Herbert. You know, I mean, you might have beat him one Sunday, but you're not beating him to go to the postseason. So if you want to give up your whole career and the prime of your career as a team, just keeps reshuffling the deck, changing coaches, changing quarterbacks, and you're never giving yourself a chance to compete. Like, he called Washington's victory against Detroit. He thinks, you know, he saw what Jaden Daniels can do. He goes against these guys every Sunday. His job is to affect the quarterback. At some point, you say, my lovely Raiders is secondary to winning and playing January football, as he had to do on Sunday. So I do think that there might be a change. I mean, would that really say anything here? I think any player would look at this going, man, if I could get out of here and go someplace where they know how to build a team, build a roster, have a quarterback, like, let's give myself a chance here.
I'd love to see him with Nick Bosa.
I was going to say, hypothetically, what would it look like, Bosa and Crosby on the same defensive line?
Oh, man, happy days are here again, Joe. Happy days are here again. Let's all sing together. I mean, Nick needs help. If you go get a defensive coordinator here, I'm sure, you know, all these guys are being talked about. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know if Bill Belichick, you know, was coaching his defense right now, that he could squeeze a whole lot more out of what Nick Sorensen had, or if Brandon Staley gets a job. Like, you need dogs up front, and it starts up front. And so you get Max and Nick going in, you get Hargrave back, and you get a young guy up front. You know, you see what Jalen Carter is doing for the Eagles right now up front, how he's dominating these games. Like, it starts up front, and you can hire any defense coordinator you want. If you don't have those guys, Vic Fangio didn't have those guys when they got hurt in Miami last year, and they ran them out of town. Now he's the toast of the town because he's got those dogs up front.
Yep. Hey, I still to this day believe Howie Roseman maybe floated some things out there about Jalen Carter to make him drop in that draft. Because I was like, Jalen Carter is the top player in that draft to me. And now you see what he's doing on Sundays in the playoffs. Him at first put on the show in Philadelphia. We'll get to that. But Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. And Baldy, I think if people don't see it, because everybody, you know, talks about the quarterbacks and this and that, but football's a simple game. You played it. Block, tackle, take care of the football. Don't make mistakes. And that's what we saw Sunday in Buffalo. Buffalo took care of the football, didn't make mistakes that hurt them. Lamar put the ball on the turf, threw a pick. Mark Andrews put the ball on the turf, didn't catch the ball, costly penalties, and now Baltimore's out, and they're kicking themselves left and right. Great quarterback game, great game to watch, but it's so simple, right, Baldy, especially during this time of the season?
You're exactly right, Bonte. I mean, the -3 in the turnover ratio, it's the most important stat in football. I don't know what happened on the interception with Lamar and Rashad Bateman. Lamar's throwing a go route, and Bateman's cut running a 7-cut. Now, why does that happen in week 20? Why is that miscommunication happening in week 20 against that law? And Lamar looks back, and maybe it was Lamar's misread. Maybe it was Bateman. Who knows? I know I saw Will Howard throw it to Jeremiah Smith last night in the biggest spot of the game. There was no miscommunication there. It can't be. And so I just see miscommunication with Jaden Daniels and his receivers. You know, and then, you know, Lamar made a careless play on a high snap, and he put the ball on the turf. The Lions were -5 in turnovers. Houston special teams stunk. You know, the Rams fumbled twice.
Yep.
Like, you look at the results of these games, if you can nitpick officiating or play here or Mark Andrews here, it comes down to taking care of the football and being smart. And the teams that do that advance. The Eagles did play a great game, but the quarterback is not turning the ball over. You know, if you take out week 16 where he got hurt early in the game against Washington, he's 12-0 in his last 12 starts.
Wow.
And he hasn't thrown an interception in one game. You know, and so he's taking care of the football. They're a home run. They got Aaron Judge in the middle of the lineup. He's hitting bombs with Saquon. Defense is doing their job. You know, like, there is a formula to winning these playoff games. And right now, the teams that have advanced in the final four are all following the same game plan.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up that Philly game. A couple of quick takes is like Jared Verse and Jalen Carter, two monster stars, monster stars emerging. Obviously, Saquon was excellent. Jalen Hurts is interesting to me. You know, like, I'm watching him, and he's kind of like the reverse Brock Purdy just all year. He'll throw the deep balls and the stuff on the outside and the lobs and the big comebacks, but he's not great over the middle. And A.J. Brown, to me, is like built in like the Shanahan mold. I'll throw you the power slant all day, you know? I'll hit you over the middle. And it feels like he's not getting those touches, but they're winning. They're winning a lot. I'm real iffy on Jalen Hurts. I like the person, but as a quarterback, I do think he struggles to see kind of the middle of the field. Is he their liability, Jalen Hurts, right now? Or is he just a byproduct of how they want to play football?
Now, I think he's more of a byproduct of how they want to play football. They were 2-2 to start the season. He was turning it over too frequently, making those throws over the middle. You go back to Green Bay in the game in Brazil. He threw one in the end zone. His receiver slipped. It's on him. He threw one against the Tampa 2, and Xavier McKinney picked him off. He's not making that throw that we saw Jared Goff make to Tim Patrick. Now, Tim Patrick's sitting in the hole. It's the right throw. He sailed, and Quan Martin picked it off. It was a game changer. He's not making that throw to Jameson Williams at the end of the first half, 19 seconds ago, and Mike Van Bristol undercuts it in an interception. Now, he's making that throw to A.J. Brown, you know, in the snow to the pylon, and the receiver didn't come up with it.
Yeah, he's
making that throw to Devontae Smith over the middle. It's a perfect throw. Now, you know, a Keller Williams swing, you know, hits him in the head. They get 15 yards. He drops the ball, but he's very cautious about making any of those throws that can be tipped, intercepted, can be taken the other way right now. And maybe that is going to be the Achilles heel, Joe. Maybe it is. But right now, he's 12-0 not making those throws over the last 4 months.
And you said no interceptions during those last 12 starts, Baldy?
One interception.
Wow, that's impressive. Even one interception in 12 games, that's winning football.
It's incredible.
16 touchdown passes, one interception.
Wow.
In 12 winning starts right now.
See, I may be higher on Jalen than a lot of other people. I think Jalen plays winning football ever since he was at Alabama. Now he does it differently, and it drives people crazy. But the guy's a winner, in my opinion. The way I've been a Jalen fan ever since the way he handled getting benched in the national championship and stood there at the podium and answered questions. And that's why I think Philadelphia is my Super Bowl pick. I got them winning the whole damn thing. I had them before the playoffs. But on the other side of things, how do the Bills go into Arrowhead Stadium?
Please.
And beat the Chiefs. Please. And prevent them from going to another Super Bowl as the Chiefs advance to their seventh consecutive AFC title game. How do the Bills do it, Baldy?
Well, they got to take care of the football. The offensive line was awesome.
Yep.
The other day, and they have been all year. They actually matched up really well against Kansas City. They used all three backs. You know, they used Jane Cook. They used Ty Johnson. They used the rookie.
Ray Davis.
They used all three, and Josh Allen.
Yep.
They had a big fourth down conversion in the opening drive of the game that led to a touchdown. They trust Josh Allen. The X factor is Spags against Josh Allen. And what Spags can do, he's unlike any other defense coordinator in this league. The chances he takes, how he's able to get home. I mean, they did sack C.J. Stroud 8 times and hit him 14 times.
Wow.
I mean, they battered him in that game. I don't know what Houston was doing, putting Dalton Schultz on George Karlaftis. I have no idea. Turned the protection back away from the tight end. It wasn't smart. It didn't work. It destroyed them. So I feel like the matchup right now is, you know, Joe Brady and what Buffalo is doing against Spags and how Spags handles some of the pressures he's going to see. Does he take care of it? Does he make plays and burn them the way Jaden Daniels repeatedly burned Detroit when they pressured him? Or does he fold and give them up, give it up, you know, once or twice in the game? I feel like that's the game on Sunday.
Flip side, can Buffalo slow down Mahomes and company? Because I feel like the Chiefs offense, they've been good, not great. And I did like Buffalo. They bent but didn't break against Baltimore. Came up with some timely turnovers, of course, with the fumbles of Lamar and Mark Andrews. And, of course, that interception there. Can Buffalo slow down Kelce and the Chiefs? Because their offense hasn't really kicked it into high gear yet, Kansas City, that is.
I think they can. Ball's not going to go over Buffalo's head. They're going to play from the top down. They're going to play their zones. It doesn't really change very much. Now, it really helps that Milano and Terrell Bernard are both in there. They've been injured over the last couple of years, in and out. They didn't finish the season a year ago. They are two good playmakers at that linebacker spot, a lot of speed. playmaking ability. You saw Bernard at the end. He gave the ball out of Mark Andrews' hands in that fourth quarter and recover that fumble. Like, they're playmakers. So I feel like they can do a good job because, well, Kelce had a career game. Not career. He had a great game Saturday afternoon. I feel like Buffalo is better prepared to slow Kelce down and not give him those looks and catches, especially the 49-yard catch and run. Yeah. I just don't feel like they're going to be in single high like that, where a rookie safety has got to stop Kelce, where he jukes him and he goes 49 yards, sets up their opening touchdown of the game. I feel like they're better prepared to limit those type of plays.
Man, championship weekend, Bills, Chiefs, Eagles, Commanders for the third time this season. It's going to be fun. And all these teams, man, are running the football. They're taking care of the ball. Baldy, it's always a pleasure. We'll talk next week, brother.
You got guys. Enjoy Sunday, man.
You too.
Oh, it's going to be real good. Baldy here on the Morning Roast.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.